Warren financially benefited from private prisons despite claiming they are profiteering off cruelty. By Hannah Blow on September 27, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, benefited financially from the existence of private prisons despite vowing to ban them on the grounds that they are profiteering off cruelty, a report from the Washington Free Beacon revealed. Warren pledged in June to ban private immigration centers and private prisons, detailing the vow in a Medium post. There should be no place in America for profiting off putting more people behind bars or in detention, Warren wrote. We didn't get here by chance. Washington works hand in hand with private prison companies, who spend millions on lobbyists, campaign contributions, and revolving door hires, all to turn our criminal and immigration policies into ones that prioritize making them rich instead of keeping us safe. That's why I will shut down the use of federal private detention facilities by ending all contracts that the Bureau of Prisons, ICE, and the U.S. Marshals Service have with private detention providers. Warren continued, accusing private prisons of engaging in exploitation, plain and simple. She even implicated the Trump administration, accusing it of luring in private prison companies, which saw their chance to run the same playbook for our immigration system. Despite those pleas, Warren has benefited financially from the existence of private prisons. According to the Free Beacon, Warren invested tens of thousands of dollars, $50,000, in a Vanguard Group fund which owned hundreds of millions of dollars worth of shares in leading private prison companies. While she sold her stakes in that fund in 2013, the Free Beacon noted that it was the largest shareholder of America's largest private prison corporation at the time. The Free Beacon reported, Warren invested in Vanguard Target Retirement 2025, a retirement account run by the Vanguard Group, an investment management company, which in turn invested more than 30% of its money in Vanguard's domestic stock index fund. Vanguard was the top shareholder of Corrections Corporation of America, CCA, and one of the largest of GEO Group, both private prison companies, according to data from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Vanguard owned more than 12 million CCA shares and nearly 9 million GEO Group shares, which were worth roughly $456 million and $216 million, respectively, in March 2013. Warren's investment in the fund stands in stark contrast with the presidential candidate's accusatory remarks over the summer, in which he accused private prisons and the financial beneficiaries of profiteering off cruelty.